Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
As part of our countdown to Site Village, I would like to introduce Sheila from Torch Trust. Hi Sheila.
Hiya. Hello.
So do you want to start by telling us what your role is in Torch Trust?
Well, my role at Torch is client services leader, and what that means is basically that I head up our help desk at Torch. So people who phone in and, you know, anyone who contacts us, we have our help desk, and we do, you know, letters, emails, phone calls, everything you'd expect in an office. And we try to help people as best as we can.
Okay, so for those who don't know, do you want to tell us what Torch Trust is?
Well, Torch Trust is, has been, so Torch Trust is an organisation, a charity, which was set up quite a long time ago. It started really in 1959. And our reason for being, as it were, is to take away any barriers there could be for visually impaired people to explore the Christian life and to find out more about it. Obviously, we're not trying to make people explore it, but if people want to explore it, we're there for them to do that.
So I'm guessing that you provide information in accessible formats to help people in that way, perhaps?
Oh, yeah, we do. We do. Everything we do is for people who have got sight problems. So we do DAISY, the special CDs, memory sticks, and Braille large print for magazines and books, and also personal support through with various, and also personal support through, with various means.
Okay, so what else can Torch Trust offer? I think I've heard that you do getaways. You have somewhere where people can go for a break.
We do. We've got a wonderful place, and it's just recently been upgraded. It's at Hurst Pier Point. As a matter of fact, we're only up the road from Kevin Carey, who's the chairman of the RNIB, which people might think is a good reason for going or not. But anyway, he was there when we opened the new upgrade. So I'm pleased to say that all the rooms at the Holiday Centre at Hurst Pier Point are now en suite, and the place is really fully accessible. It was an old house, and as you know, old buildings need a lot of modification to bring them up to current day standards. So it's been a big effort to do that. But I'm delighted to say that we're raring to go now to offer accessible holidays with a Christian flavour.
So what can people expect from the holidays? Obviously, you're saying it's got a Christian flavour, but what else goes on? Activity breaks?
We do activity breaks, gardening, crafts, turkey and tinsel, the good old turkey and tinsel later on in the year. We do a book week where we focus on Christian books. What else do we do? Well, and just ordinary, like sunshine breaks, you know, ordinary holidays. Just to chill and relax and go on outings. And all the prices we quote are fully inclusive of all the outings. So there aren't any hidden costs or extras. Once you get there and you've paid up, that's it. Everything's covered.
Oh, that's lovely. So if supposing somebody wanted to sort of start going to church, how could Torch Trust help with that?
Well, we find out what area they were in. We have got contacts in various parts of the country, and it might be possible for us to put somebody in touch with somebody that we knew in their area to help them to explore different churches. If they've got a church in mind, we would be prepared to contact that church and you know, talk through how the church could best help them. Unfortunately, we don't often get that kind of request, but it is something we're willing to do.
Yeah.
And to try and help churches to, you know, make someone feel fully included, and also to recognise their gifts, not just to tick a box to say they've, you know, they've made it accessible, but to treat that person as a real person with their gifts and strengths as well as the needs that they might have.
Yeah. And what about sort of religious material, sort of books and things, sheets that you would need to access a mass in church, say, for example? Can you help with that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we can't transcribe weekly stuff for people.
No,
every week.
That'd be too much to expect. Yeah.
We can do one-offs that will last for a while. But the other thing we have developed for churches is an online tool called Worship for All. And when a church registers, it gives them ability very, it gives them the ability very easily to convert a file into large print, different point sizes, or Braille if they've got a local embosser that they can send the Braille file to. There's a lot of stuff under the bonnet for that tool, as it were, but it's quite easy to use on top.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
So if a church can, you know, get into doing that, and, you know, even we've got quite a genius IT guy, and he's managed to program some of the normal software that churches use to pull up the projection material to directly convert it, so it's the person doing the large print or Braille doesn't have to do too much work. So there are lots of possibilities on the Worship for All tool, online tool, and we're able to offer it free to churches that register with us.
That's great. So you're presenting at Site Village this year. You have a stand. So what can people expect?
Well, they can ask any questions they like. We've obviously got the material about the holidays and about the books and the magazines that we have, because we realise that, like, Braille and large print even are quite hard to store. So we do quite a magazine programme as well. And we've also got a really exciting book that's being passed around at the moment. We've also got a really exciting book that's been passed around at the moment called The Servant Queen and the King She Serves. And I'm delighted to say that the foreword was written by the Queen. We didn't produce this book, we've transcribed it. It was produced by another Christian organisation. But a lot of people are getting it and giving it out to their sighted friends as a tribute to the Queen on her 90th year.
Oh, right. So you'll be showing, that'll be available for people to see at Site Village, will it, as well?
Well, they'll be able to have one, yeah. We'll be giving them out free for the accessible copies. If people want print copies, they'd have to go to the producers of the print one, which has all the pictures. We haven't done the pictures and the accessible copies. But the material in the book is very good.
Yeah. So if somebody can't make it to Site Village this year, but they're interested in hearing more about Torch Trust and finding out more about what they can have from you, how can they get in touch and learn more?
Well, our phone number is 01858 438 260. And our email is info@torchtrust.org. That's all one word, Torch Trust.
That's brilliant. Thank you ever so much, Sheila, for joining me.
Thank you.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.